Japan is staggering after recently being struck by the worst typhoon they've seen in 25 years. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Every disaster and tragedy is a call to the church to respond. We'll tell you how you can play a part in being Jesus' hands and feet with today's headlines. And we're going to start today with a look at Typhoon Jebi, the strongest storm to hit Japan's mainland in a quarter century and made landfall on Tuesday. And then just 2 days later, the country experienced a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. Joe Handley with Asian Access says,
"It's a great opportunity for the church around the world to rally and pray. And it's a great opportunity for the Church of Japan to rise up and be the hands and feet of Christ in the midst of all that's happening."
Asian Access equips local Christians for regular ministry and also helps them respond to local disasters.
People want to give towards Japan. We're happy to redirect those resources to help the most needy that these churches are trying to reach out to. But at the end of the day, Asian Access is really trying to empower local leaders to be able to reach their communities for Christ. And this has created a change in the atmosphere, a spiritual temperature change in Japan.
Next, on the Greek island of Lesbos, 8,000 refugees are living in Camp Moria, which is about the size of a super Walmart. And thousands more are still fleeing to Lesbos. Yet now, papers are taking longer to process. Teach Beyond's Liz Stegall-Lewis says,
"People now are finding that they're staying on the islands, on Lesbos, for over a year, and they're waiting to get asylum. And the situation is very hopeless for them, but it's kind of gone off of our radar."
Violence is breaking out in the camp because of the tension, fear, and anger people are struggling with.
"People don't sleep at night because they're standing guard over their families, backpack on, ready to run if their tent is burned, if a violent riot starts. And so there's a level of terror that many of these refugees are still living with."
But Teach Beyond is bringing light to these dark circumstances by coming alongside the kids with education. Pray for a revival of hope in Camp Moria. You're listening to Mission Network News. Imagine your job looks like this. You travel through precarious mountain roads and rugged terrain. You live for months at a time in remote villages with no cell phone service, and you have to do your job, often while partially exposed to the elements. This is the life of recordists in Mexico with Audio Scripture Ministries. But it's more than just a job. These recordists are working with native speakers to record scripture in new languages. The recordings are then put on audio Bibles and other resources. ASM's Joshua Harrison points out, this makes it all worth it.
"Every time you're able to return to an area and perhaps you're bringing more audio Bibles or you're just following up to check on a scripture that you've brought back, and you hear and see the joy in people's hearts and lives as they're hearing and applying God's word, our recordists would say that is priceless."
And right now, ASM needs more recordists to join them in Mexico. Would you ask God to lead the right people to this ministry? And finally, we turn to the United States, where the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why just began filming its third season. Now, it's a fictional show about suicide, and counselor Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministry says it actually points to something much bigger.
"A show that can run that long with that topic, obviously it's hitting heartstrings. It's indicative of what's happening in our culture. We're really not okay. We're letting the culture run us instead of believers shining light into the darkness. I had a gal, loved the Lord, made it all through high school. She was fine. She went to college. This girl, Christian girl from a Christian home, within 3 months was suicidal. To fit in, she participated with all that was going on. Well, that included parties. And parties included hooking up. In 90 days, she had slept with 14 people, and she wanted to kill herself."
Her story continues at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.